proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series on the final benedictions of Moses as contained in Deuteronomy chapter number 33. It's interesting to note that Moses had nothing whatsoever to say about the members of the tribe of Simeon. Indeed, that particular tribe seems to have disappeared entirely from Israel's history. Since their territory was located in proximity to the territory of the tribe of Judah, perhaps the members of the tribe of Simeon assimilated into that larger group. When Jacob spoke about his sons Simeon and Levi in Genesis 49, he said, quote, "Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel." Unquote. The members of the tribe of Levi were indeed scattered, because from them came the servants of God known as the Levites. They had their own cities in different areas of the Promised Land. Moses did bless the tribe of Levi when he said, quote, "Let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah." Unquote. The term Holy One could have alluded to the high priest, although not specifically designated at that time. The high priest who came from the tribe of Levi bore those items known as the Urim and Thummim on the breastplate that he wore. The place names Massah and Meribah can be found in Exodus chapter 17. At that location, the Israelites criticized Moses due to their lack of water. Moses, at God's direction, struck a certain rock, and water flowed out of it. God had originally intended for the Israelites to serve as what he described as a kingdom of priests. Perhaps the Jewish rebellion at Massah and Meribah prompted God to institute a different priestly order, one through whom the Israelites have to present their offerings. Thus, the priests and the Levites came from the tribe of Levi. Moses went on to note that Levi said unto his father and his mother, "I have not seen him," nor did Levi acknowledge his brethren. This statement referred to an incident described in Genesis 32. Moses had discovered that the Israelites made a golden calf. He exclaimed, quote, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." Unquote. When he did, the entire tribe of Levi rallied to his call. Moses called upon those from the tribe of Levi to kill those Israelites who had not come and joined Moses. They proceeded to do so. It was after that incident that God chose the members of the tribe of Levi as his priests. In Deuteronomy 33, Moses detailed the functions of the Levitical priesthood, namely, quote, "They shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar." Unquote. The members of the tribe of Levi would serve as religious teachers and priests in Israel. Moses concluded his benediction to the Levites by saying, quote, "Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again." Unquote. Since God alone comprised the entirety of the Levites' inheritance, as per Numbers chapter 18, the Levites would always flourish, as long as they focused their efforts on fulfilling their divine calling. God would receive their ministrations and provide for their needs, as he promised to do in Jeremiah 33. Moreover, God would undertake to destroy those who rose up against the Levites. Moses went on to bless the other tribes of Israel as well. We'll look at the nature of those benedictions in future lessons. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.